You've seen them search for illegal drugs, for bombs, for cash and contraband. Now these four-legged soldiers are being enlisted in the pandemic war. Their job? Find people with COVID-19. Their reward? Doggy treats. Professor Cynthia Otto at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine talks about her research into dogs who can be trained to sniff out people who are positive for COVID-19. Professor Otto is the director of the university's Working Dog Center. Welcome, Dr. Otto.
Thanks, Mary Lou. It's great to be here.
In layman's terms, help our listeners understand the research you and your colleagues are doing on training dogs to detect the smell emitted by people who have COVID-19. How did you conduct the research? And so far, what have you found?
I think the first thing we need to realize is that when we have a disease, we have a change in the odors that are produced by our body. Now, we don't know if that change is from the disease agent when we have an infectious disease like COVID-19 or a bacterial infection, or if it's our response, the body's response. And so we have this change in odor that, as humans, we're not very good at picking up. But dogs, because they're so sensitive and pick up such subtle changes in odor, they're able to tell the difference between somebody that has the disease versus somebody that doesn't. We were able to work with our colleagues at the human hospital, both the hospital for adult humans and also for children's in Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And the clinicians there were able to collect samples, both urine and saliva, from patients that had either tested positive for the virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, or were tested and confirmed negative. We collected those samples so that we could use them to train the dogs. And our colleague, Pat Nolan, who is an amazing trainer who is in central Maryland, he was able to work with dogs that he had and train those dogs. The way we train them is pretty simple in that we have them sniff a sample from a patient that is positive, and they sniff it, and they don't know what they're smelling, but we mark that behavior. We ring a bell, we blow a whistle, we click a clicker, and immediately following that, they get some food. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. And so they smell, they hear this noise, they get food. They start to put that association together. But then they are given a sample from somebody that was negative. They smell, and they're like, okay, where's my clicker, where's my whistle, where's my food? And nothing happens. So they learn that there's something different about the samples from the patients that are positive. So enough times and enough different samples, and they start to recognize there's something common in those samples from patients that are positive that isn't there in patients that are negative. The dogs were able to recognize the odor in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty impressive. And then there's the question of how long does it take then to train them to get to a point where they could do it basically with their eyes closed. The other piece that takes longer is how are we going to actually think about implementing this? So in our training, it's all in a very controlled environment. We have everything, you know, very well controlled. But if we think about taking this to the airports or taking this to actually detecting people instead of samples, which is a very, very different picture for the dogs, that's going to take a whole lot longer to get to that point.
How accurate are the dogs, and how does that compare to, say, commercial rapid test for COVID?
The accuracy of the dogs, in other words, can they find that odor if it's out there, is about 94 to 97%, depending on which study and which group that's reporting it. But they're really good. And we do know that the PCR, which is our gold standard, still has, you know, some false negatives, and it's not able to pick up some of the people, particularly at the early stage of infection. And so we sort of jokingly say that the dogs are actually probably better than the gold standard, but, you know, we don't know the full extent of if they're better in every situation.
I was wondering, does the dogs have any trouble distinguishing scents from people who are carrying COVID-19 but they're asymptomatic? Can they still tell?
So far, when we have had people who are asymptomatic and test positive, so they're still PCR positive, which means that they still have the virus in a detectable amount, the dogs have not had a problem with that.
Okay. And what about people who have already had COVID? Does that confuse the dogs, or have you tested that?
People who have had COVID, it's a great question. We don't know how long the odor sticks around. And we did have a challenge in one of the cases that had tested negative by PCR, but had been positive in about a month prior to enrolling in our study. And the dogs were convinced that that person still had COVID. So we don't know, and we haven't systematically looked at, okay, now that you've recovered from COVID, how long do you still have that odor that lingers? And I think that's a really important question that needs to be answered.
Okay, now just for our listeners, PCR rapid test, that's basically the commercial medical quick test for COVID, right?
Yes.
Have you tested or trained the dogs to detect the new variants that are coming out?
We don't know specifically.
Take us through what an average training day looks like for the dogs. How many sniffs, how many samples, how many rewards?
Yeah, so really important question, because the dogs train usually, you know, and it depends a little bit, but the dogs that we published in our study were training twice a day, and they were training on what we call a scent wheel, which is a metal wheel with lots of arms. It almost looks like a clock. And at each time point, there is a canister that contains a sample. And that sample may have a positive patient. It may have a negative patient. It may have a distraction like dog food. And so the dog will go in and it'll sniff 12 samples. If there's a positive sample in that set of 12, they will stop. Usually they stop and freeze kind of and stare at it. And then they will be rewarded, so they'll hear that whistle or that click, and then they'll get food. And then it's like, great job, okay, next one. And so typically they would do four of these scent wheels, and so they would usually have 3 to 4 positive samples in those wheels, and so they would get rewarded every time that they gave us a positive. But they're so fast, it would honestly only take about 5 to 10 minutes for them to complete all four wheels, because they're just like, here, up, nope, not here. And so really, really very fast. But it is a mental game. They really have to concentrate, and you can see that they get tired by the end because they're trying to look for something that is almost like a needle in the haystack.
Tell us about why dogs are adept or so adept at sniffing out the COVID-19 indicator scents in people.
I like to say that dogs kind of perceive their world through their nose, and so they smell in color. So everything that we see visually, you can translate that to a complex palette of odors. The dog actually takes in their entire environment, not only through their eyes, because they're still good at that, but they use their noses, and they can really sort of take in textures and not only that, but time and the presence of different, you know, combinations, and they can pick out very select individual odors among a very complex background. They are physically and genetically designed to process the whole world through their nose. So just even the way they take the air in through their nose, the way their nose is built, so that there's all these little chambers like honeycombs that have these odor receptors that capture odor and then transmit that information to the part of their brain called the olfactory bulb, which is very, very prominent in the dog. And then that's all processed, and because dogs are so good at communicating with humans, then they're able to tell us that information that, yes, this is the thing that was getting me the reward. This is what it is. Do they know that it's COVID-19? They have no idea it's COVID-19. They know it's the smell that gives them the reward that they're looking for.
And their olfactory abilities are far greater than other animals and certainly than humans. Would that be correct?
Well, the dog is great at olfaction, but doesn't even hold a candle to the elephant. But it would be really hard to have elephants in our workplace.
I can picture the lab now. Now, in the study, you selected 8 Labrador Retrievers and 1 Belgian Malinois for the detection training. What is it about these breeds that make them great dog detectives?
So I think a lot of it's genetics, in that for generations, we have selected these dogs for this kind of work.
Now, during the trials, how do you protect them from actually getting COVID-19?
great question, and there's a whole number of different things. First of all, when we're doing the studies and the training, we only used samples that were virus inactivated. In addition to inactivating, so heating the virus or adding a detergent that kills the virus so there's no way that there can be an infection, then we put these samples in containers that had special filters that allowed the odor, the smell, to come out, but didn't allow the dog to have any access to any of the liquid that was, you know, part of the urine or the saliva samples.
What happens to the dogs, in your experience, after their training is over and so forth? Will they need continuing education to stay sharp?
Oh, Marilyn, that's an amazingly important question. And we know that even with our police dogs, they have required monthly trainings to revisit, you know, whether they're training on bombs or they're training on drugs. Every month they have to sort of have those check-ins. And they are doing regular training in the meantime as well, just because, yeah, we need to keep them sharp. And especially with a disease like COVID-19, where it's so important that the dogs maintain an accuracy and are able to detect the positives and tell us, you know, that a person that is negative is truly negative.
Now, in some cases, COVID-sniffing dogs have already gone from lab research into the real world. I'm thinking about dogs who patrol airports in such far-flung places as Dubai and Lebanon, or even dogs who sniff out Miami Heat basketball fans before the games. What are the practical applications of your research into COVID dog sniffers? And what would your aspirations for the program be?
For me, I think what the most important thing that we do is that if we are using these dogs in the real world to screen people, we need to be absolutely convinced that they've been trained in a way that is scientifically valid, that their results are reproducible, that when they say the person is positive, that we can confirm indeed that they are. But even more importantly, if they say a person is negative, we want to be 100% sure we're not telling somebody who is positive and the dog missed them that they are negative, because that's going to change their behavior and potentially create a lot more exposure. Our goal is to really enhance the quality assurance of these dogs and make recommendations on certification and the training to make sure that we are doing the best job for everybody involved and the safest for the people and for the dogs. We know that dogs are incredibly effective, and the challenge that we have with thinking about having dogs in every public forum is, where are these dogs going to come from and where are the handlers going to come from?
Do you think there will be a practical application in terms of COVID?
I don't know that we will have it in time for COVID, but I think that it's really important to be thinking about it for diseases in general, in particular the next pandemic.
Thanks so much, Professor Cynthia Otto at the University of Pennsylvania's Working Dog Center. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.